Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
1 for 15, runners in scoring position, 15 left on base, 7 strikeouts in those spots, and they only got the ball to the outfield 3 times. Oh, and AJ didn't have a good day. Lot to talk about. Let's get right to the phones. Let's get to Mike in Windsor. Mike, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's good.
Up? Hey, you know, a couple things. You know, number one, I got to disagree with you, Jim. Riley Green needs to hit in that situation 10 times out of 10.
Then he needs to become a better hitter because he's not good enough to hit in that spot.
So here's the thing, Jim. A better hitter. Who is the better pure hitter?
It's not Jermai Jones is the better pure hitter because Riley Green swings and misses too much.
Jermai Jones is not a better hitter than Riley Green.
Specifically against left-handed pitching, I have all of the data to tell me that. Now, you have your feelings about what you want Riley Green to be. I'm telling you who he actually is.
So I think the conversation then turns to traditional baseball against analytics. When you rely too much on the numbers, you get these situations that we're in right now. And then, it's playoff baseball. You need your best players in situations.
Well, let's talk situations, because Riley Green's a 185 hitter in high leverage spots. He is not a clutch performer. Everything about that matchup screamed he shouldn't be at the plate if you have a better option.
You know what? Your better option right there, to me, if we want to talk about guys who have traditionally and statistically mashed lefties, why not Andy Abanez in that situation? Why do we go to Jermai Jones? Abanez has experience hitting in those high-leverage situations. Look at Houston last year.
I'd hear that argument.
So that, there is no question in my mind that A.J. Hinch mismanaged that game.
I agree with you, by the way, Mike, because I don't want this to come out like I'm trying to run cover for A.J.
I don't think
he had a good day.
Hey, I'm a Canadian. We always over-exaggerate, man. That's what we do, okay? This is what I'm saying. It's like Jermai Jones in that spot, I think that's where the question is. Like, if Andy Abanez comes up in that situation, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I get the statistics. But Jermai Jones, a guy that was, in AAA last year, right? Like, a guy that they had to get brought up halfway through the season. Like, the only real numbers we have from this guy, I mean, yes, he's got 7 home runs. Yes, he's great with the leadoff stick. But, come on.
Like, I think you brought up something interesting. You brought up, the analytics and the over-reliance on the analytics, right? Like, for better or worse, this is how they built this roster. And I don't love it. For the record, I wish they had more consistent everyday players who you didn't have to platoon. But they got here on the principled idea of platooning and playing the matchups.
Well, and you even go to the matchups that, or the reason that he gave for putting in Troy Melton. Well, it's velo and all the extra pitches that he throws.
Right, he didn't play matchups there.
Right.
With 3 lefties due up for the Guardians.
But he went with other analytics. So they're picking and choosing which analytics to go at which time.
Okay, so I brought this up off the air to you guys, but Riley Green had 600 at-bats exactly this year. He struck out 201 times. Those numbers suggest he will not strike out. He'll only strike out 1 out of 3 times.
Okay, who's more likely to strike out, Jermai Jones or Riley Green? I can play the numbers.
Yeah, but who's more likely to hit a home run?
Jermai Jones against the left-handed pitching.
No, he's not.
He slugged 200 points higher.
You're taking a journeyman AAA guy here.
You have this.
You have to play your stars, Jim.
He's not the star. You think he is, Tom. That's the problem. You are guilty of what everybody else in this city is doing. No. I'm not going to let you do this. You're doing what everybody else in the city is doing. You're propping up Riley Green to something he's not. He's Jake Rogers against left-handed pitching. Argue it. Those are the numbers.
You're taking analytics too far here. This is the guy that hit 36 home runs this season and had 111 RBIs.
Not in that spot.
And would only strike out one out of three times in that spot. You have to. I would. Jim Leland probably had his heart skip a beat yesterday. Do you think Tony La Russa would have done this?
How many great managers did Leland win here?
He did better than AJ.
Let's get to the phones. Let's get to Brad in Waterford. Brad, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Both of you, man. Decaf, man. Decaf.
Yeah.
And I think you know this. You guys are baseball guys, and John, you need a lot of travel baseball. It's a term, all right? You got dudes, and you've got dogs. A-Rod was a dude. Great player. Derek Jeter was a dog. All right? Clutch. Gene. Go ahead and Cookies, I'm probably going to go with your number theory here. Look at Riley Green's production when the Tigers had the lead. When you got the lead, there's really no pressure. Then look at it when you don't have the lead. He disappeared in the playoffs last year. He's disappeared now. I'm not sure about the Jemai Jones thing. I'm just not, but I'm not going to argue with you because you scare me today, Cookies.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to scare any of the listeners. People are propping up Riley, and I think AJ told you loud and clear what he really thinks of him, whether he was willing to say it at the microphone afterwards. He told you he's not that guy, to use your point. Like,
yeah, but
he's not one of those
dudes.
I
also think you're arguing against an argument that's not there. I don't think people are saying Riley Green is the answer. What they're really saying is there is no answer. So if you dance with the girl that you took to the date, and Riley Green is supposed to be that individual. He's not, but that's who they have. That's who hit 36 home runs. That's who hit 111 RBIs. That is the pretty girl that you said, hey, do you want to go to homecoming? You're at homecoming. Now, all of a sudden, you decide that, well, while we're dancing, I want to dance with another girl.
Yeah. Jim, I just have to say this to you, and I want to, if I would have told you yesterday before the game that Jemai Jones is going to pinch hit for Riley Green today, you would have thought I was freaking crazy. Don't you admit that?
Okay, look, it startled people, but I remember asking AJ about Riley's struggles against lefties in September and suggesting that he sits more against lefties. And AJ didn't bristle. And normally AJ's like, you know, I know what I'm doing.
Great. You put the seed in his brain.
Oh, don't do this. 248-539-9797.
Well done, Tom. Well done.
I can't win. I want to hear from you guys. Steve in Monroe. Steve, good morning.
Hey, guys. Great show, as always. You make my mornings. Look, I want to talk about this year versus last year. Because last year, a great example was, who was your number one starting pitcher last year? Who got the most starts? It was this guy named TBD. And that juggling was because there was no egos on this team. And now you've got this team this year that they rolled into the season with all this momentum from last year, and they came out of the gates great. And then came the All-Star break. And you name four guys to the All-Star team, and what happens after that? They collapse.
Yeah.
Every ego on this team is different than it was last year. Because last year, anybody could pinch hit at any point in time. It was 100% analytics. And when you do that, all those egos, you're just not – it was like a great AAA All-Star team. Nobody really cared if they got pulled out of the game. Now, what are we talking about? Oh, you can't pull this guy. You can't pull that guy. You have to. You have no choice. You have to go with the guy that's going to perform in the situation. And in my mind, Riley Green's not that guy in that situation. So, sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, it's really on Riley that he hasn't made himself a better player, and it's on Scott Harris that they don't have any better options. And again, I'm not defending AJ's game in totality. He blinked first pulling Mize. He made the wrong decision going Melton when Herter was warmed up. Steven Vogt outmanaged him. And the Tigers collectively, it's actually not even only on the one at-bat with Jemai Jones, as much as that's become the source of a lot of, you know, frustration. 1 of 15. 248-539-9797. The texter says 1 of 15 is all there needs to be said. They should have won that game in the fourth inning. It shouldn't have even come down to Melton or pinch hitting Green. They flat out blew it. Javi, ironically, is the only one doing anything. Signed, Steve. Some people on your side, John. This one says, amen, John. Benching Riley was unacceptable. Another one says, Hinch flinched yesterday. Pinch hit for a guy we haven't done that all year for, and then went to a rookie in a high-stress situation in the eighth. Saying, I mean, Hinch flinched. Hinch cost us the game.
Well, I just don't think AJ had a really good day yesterday. I think Mize came out too early, and this is me on the heels of saying yesterday, AJ is going to have to decide to pull Casey Mize right before things go bad. And I just don't think things were about to go bad. He had, 62 pitches. I think you have another inning in him.
One more time through that.
Yeah.
That heart of the order.
And then and not that AJ is trying to save any type of his reputation, but if he goes in and finishes the fourth, things go bad in the fourth, we're all sitting there going, kind of had to because of you didn't want to get to the bullpen too soon. And it's on Casey Mize not being able to be the all-star he was in the moment that you needed him. And you needed Riley Green to be that all-star. You needed Casey Mize to be that all-star. You needed all these guys to be who they were at the beginning of the season, and they're just not anymore.
Can we meet on the same page here? I'm looking over at the Twitch board, and it says Riley Green is the better defender than Jamai Jones. Can we agree that that's irrelevant in this spot? You're looking for the best AB in a tie game to take the lead. You're not worried about defense at that point.
Say that again?
That it doesn't matter if Riley's the better defender. You're making the call to take the lead right now. It just strictly comes down to who you trust at the plate more. And if you want to make the case you trust Riley, then fine. But I can't factor in whose glove is going to be more valuable in the eighth. Okay, I need to score now.
The answer that is the right answer is there's none of them that you trust. Yeah.
I would argue that, and I don't know how you would look up something like this, that Riley Green had the most regular season home runs ever and then got pinch hit four in the playoffs. Seriously.
So you'd have to find a hitter who hit more than 36 homers who was pinch hit four in a playoff game.
Yeah.
That wasn't injured, too.
Yeah. That was just naturally pinch hit four.
I get why it's startling. The record. You're right. It might be. I get why it's startling. All right, guys. We are going to revisit how the series is going to wrap up later in the show. We've got more of your phone calls. It's 97.1.
Every law firm talks about experience. David Femininio has decades of it, going up against the insurance companies and winning for his clients. But here's what makes him different. He knows the only experience that really matters is yours. When you're in a car accident, you care about your well-being. You want someone who listens, someone who works hard, and someone who's going to get you paid. David gets that. Your experience matters. And when he fights for you, not for his resume. If you've been injured, all you got to do is call 855-65-CRASH, or you can visit him on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe winning some money will make you feel better. Two grand slam, but first the news.
Yeah, for sure. This news is brought to you by Randazzo Heating and Cooling and Electrical. You guys, the alligator that was spotted on Belle Isle has been rescued. No longer out in the wild. The gator was first spotted last Friday, just kind of chilling near the water, soaking up some sun. The Michigan DNR did confirm the sighting, saying yes, that it is an actual alligator. They've been looking for it ever since. Well, on Wednesday, two strangers, not affiliated with the DNR, got the job done. They were both out there searching for the gator. That's what it was like. They just kind of bumped into the gator. They worked together, were able to catch him. One of the guys said that it was an epic takedown. So this little gator, it's actually quite small. There's a photo of one of the men that rescued him.
Do we have any idea how it got here?
I'm guessing somebody asked you a question.
No, this is the John rule.
I think somebody released it. Somebody was probably having it as a pet and said, what?
I don't think it swam up from.
No, it's been released into the wild by somebody. I don't know. Obviously, they're searching for it, but it's all safe. This little gator is going to be taken care of in Westland at the Great Lakes Serpentarium.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Sounds
fancy.
Very fancy. Restaurants in downtown Northville will need to permanently remove all on-street dining by Saturday following a new court ruling that was issued on Wednesday. So the city says that, yeah, it's really disappointed by the ruling, but it will comply. It will remove all the dining platforms on Main and Center Streets by the deadline. The ruling basically says that these restaurants cannot use the cement barriers to block off any of the parallel parking spaces for dining moving forward. A lot of residents are bummed. They're frustrated by this ruling, and others are saying, hey, we thought all of it was an inconvenience, kind of went on too long. It all started because of the pandemic, right? Yeah. When they created these bigger open spaces, and then it's kind of just continued since then. So some people are saying, you know, it is problematic. We need more parking spaces. We need to have the areas free. And some people are like, ah, we'd love to eat outside. This is a bummer. So
it felt like there could have been a compromise, like summer weekends, stuff like that, where you could have still had this. But
well, I mean, I love eating outside as well. If you have that option on a nice day, thankfully they were able to get most of the summer in. The weather's going to turn at some point now.
Eventually.
Is there, as you mentioned, a happy medium that they might be able to strike for next year?
Maybe, but it doesn't sound. Yeah. I mean, it's.
There seem to be at odds.
Yeah, for sure. Police are investigating a case of stranger danger in Oakland County. According to officials with the Franklin Bingham Farms Police Department, there was a young girl, 8 years old, riding her bike. This was on Sunday evening when she was approached by a stranger in a black truck or an SUV. The child said that the man asked her if she wanted candy or cupcakes, and she replied, no, I don't want you. So it sounds like she then got, you know, pedaled away and the man left. But police were alerted. She obviously must have told her parents about the situation. They say the suspicious person is described as a middle-aged Hispanic male with a dark complexion, facial hair, tattoos on his face and arms, and he was wearing a mask. So they say this is still an open investigation. Hey, if you'd like to win $2,000 or at least give it a try, this is your time to call 248-539-9797. Finally, as the temperatures drop or will eventually start dropping and the sunlight disappears this fall, stink bugs may start invading your home.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Are they there?
Yes.
Yeah, so be on the lookout. They're looking for someplace warm to stay over the winter and they want to live in your house. These stink bugs are not all native to Michigan, and some are wreaking havoc on crops and obviously invading households. So there's some tips, right? If you don't want these bugs in your home, the best thing you can do is to seal up the spaces where they get in, right? They caulk your windows, fix holes, any gaps in the siding. Don't squish the bugs because they will release this smell. They do say peppermint spray also works as a natural deterrent for pests, so you could do some of that in your home as well.
You know, I know they call them stink bugs. Yeah. I always squeeze them.
You do?
I've never really smelled the stench.
I've never smelled one either, but I don't smash them. I look away and pretend I didn't see it.
Oh, and you just let them live
I do.
There?
Well, I can't smush bugs.
No?
You don't even take a paper towel or a Kleenex or a cup? And
I call for my husband.
Escort it outside?
Oh, no. I call for Colin if he's not
there.
Okay,
so what do you think Colin does?
Oh, he smushes them.
Yeah.
Not Heather.
No, I do not smush, but I can't. I can't do it.
Okay.
All right, let's get to the two Grand Slam.
Well, hopefully today we can give away more than $25. Hopefully it will be $2,000. 10 questions, 60 seconds, $25 for each question answered correctly. And hopefully if they can get all 10 right, going home with $2,000.
Yeah.
Matt and Royal Oak, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. I mean, today's a new day. So today's a new day. Tuesday, new opportunity. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. Matt, if you don't know one, say pass. And if there's enough time, we'll get back to it. Okay, so your time is going to start. You. Right now, who does Michigan play in football on Saturday?
Pass.
Who was the Detroit Pistons' main radio color commentator?
George Blaha.
Who won the American League East this season?
The Blue Jays.
Doug Karsh graduated from this college.
Pass.
This interstate is also known as the Ford Freeway in Detroit.
75.
The main campus for the University of Washington is located in this city.
Pass.
Christian Mahogany played at this college.
Alabama.
Who will be the main performer at the Super Bowl 60 halftime show?
Bad Bunny.
Alex DeBrincat was born in this Michigan city.
Pass.
Who currently wears jersey number 25 for the Detroit Tigers?
Pass.
Who does Michigan play in football on Saturday?
Well, you double up Tuesday.
Well,
you got two right.
Tough showing.
It was a tough showing. You got 50 bucks.
Thank you. My 6-year-old's ecstatic that we got through. So I made our day.
What's your 6-year-old's name?
Go ahead, Liv.
Olivia.
Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
Thank you for participating along with your dad. Next time, whisper some answers in his ear.
Yeah. I could have used some help, right?
Yeah. Thanks,
you guys,
Matt.
Have a great day. Go Tigers.
Yeah. Hopefully today's the day. Stay on hold. We'll make sure you get paid because Thursday, 2 Grand Slams brought to you by Femininio Law.
He knew he wasn't doing well.
Well, no. He matched the Tigers runners in scoring position this series. 2.
All right, let's get through it. John, who do they play on Saturday, your Wolverines?
That would be the Wisconsin Badgers.
Mm-hmm. The Pistons' main radio color commentator. He said George Blaha.
No, there's a difference between play-by-play and color analysis.
And TV and radio.
Yes.
But people think Blaha with broadcast. Right, so at least you got somebody that made somewhere.
That would be Rick Mahorn.
Yeah. Who won the AL East?
Blue Jays.
Got that. Where did Doug Karsh go to college?
He was, is a Spartan.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Ask him. Yeah. Tell him. Yeah. Go green. See
Once
what
in
he
a while,
says.
I do troll questions.
Yeah.
Yes. The voice of Michigan football on the radio is a graduate of Michigan State University. This interstate is also known as the Ford Freeway in Detroit.
Not 75. It's I-94.
Main campus of University of Washington is in which city?
I thought he was going to get this one. Seattle.
Christian Mahogany played at Boston College, not Alabama, although the Lions have drafted a lot of Bama players. I get why he went there. He got that Bad Bunny will be the halftime performer at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, good for him.
Alex, good for Bad Bunny or good for the contestant?
No, good for the contestant. That was number 2.
Okay. Alex DeBrincat was born in this Michigan city.
Farmington Hills.
And who wears 25 for the Tigers?
That would be Gleyber Torres.
Speaking of the Tigers, we're going to keep talking about them. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. And if you've ever thought about getting a hot tub, this is your moment. I am telling you, there is nothing more relaxing than getting in a hot tub in the evening. It helps you sleep a little better. You feel a little better. And I just got mine from Beninati Pool and Spa, and it has been a game changer. And the entire process was so easy, right? You walk in, they're knowledgeable. They tell you all about the different types of hot tubs, and they help you pick out the one that's going to be perfect for you and your family. Plus, they're going to deliver it, install it, and they've been there for me to help with maintenance as well. They handle everything. Beninati Pool and Spa is in Utica. It's right next to Jimmy John's Field. Plus, they have a brand new showroom in Clinton Township, right off M59 and I-94. So no matter which location you go to, you're going to be met with Beninati experts who will give you a personalized experience and help you find the right hot tub. And this is pretty cool. If you mention my name, they'll take $500 off your purchase just like that. So go visit BeninatiPools.com or stop by Utica or Clinton Township and see why so many people, including me, love the Beninati experience.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm guessing you want that as a drop?
No. I don't want anything yesterday from as a drop. I don't want anything as a drop.
Ticket Texter said that was the worst two Grand Slam performance ever. Someone put Jamai Jones on the phone instead.
Well,
yeah, look, there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah. It's a bottom five. He didn't hang up.
Oh, we've had way worse.
Yeah, he didn't pass on all of them. And he actually outperformed Tuesdays.
By one, he did. Yeah, he did. So, improvement.
Yeah, it's 100% improvement.
We're going to talk a little football with Ross Tucker at 8:02. Between now and then, we've got open lines. And I know you guys have a lot to say about the Tigers. We have a lot to say about the Tigers. It won't be Tigers in two. They're playing a game three later today at 3 o'clock.
Dare I say Tigers in three? We still go TIT.
Do you actually believe that?
I want to. My heart says yes. And last night, so I think there's a lot of Tigers fans that probably felt the same way. And maybe I'm unique. There's a lot of things I do that are unique.
Oh, you are.
But I think there's a lot of fans that as soon as that game was over, heck, midway through the eighth inning, they probably thought, just make it end. Can we just put an end to this? I can't do it anymore. And I was in that mindset last night. Now, we're not out. We still have a chance to play a game today. So I am fired up to watch this game today. It's at 3 o'clock. Jack Flaherty's going to be on the mound. We have no idea what happens. And we can all anticipate. We think that there'll be some runners in scoring position, but they won't do anything to get them across the plate.
Well, and that's what I just keep coming back to. For as well as these teams have pitched in this series, the storyline is the Tigers can't hit. 2 of 23 runners in scoring position. Yesterday, 1 of 15. I have no reason to believe it's going to change. This is what happened at the end of last year in the playoffs. It's happening this year in the playoffs. I want them to win, but as I told you yesterday, that doesn't mean they're going to. And Flaherty takes the mound. Guess what his career postseason ERA is? It's north of 5. Mm-hmm. And it's flirted with 5 for much of this year. Well, last year he made the run with the Dodgers where he had a 7 ERA. Like, I'm sorry, I think an eruption happens. They got to play from behind. Pressure mounts, and the Tigers screw it up again. Bless you. 248-539-9797. It snuck up on you.
No. I've got a back this morning that's not agreeing with me.
Did you just sneeze? A back injury?
Oh, No. I've had the injury. Have you not seen me walking around here? I look like I'm 75 years old.
What did you do? Real quick. I know we're going to get Tiger phone calls. That's it?
Yeah. I just simply slept funny, did something. I don't know. And so, yeah, and then it's like a rib injury, right? All of a sudden you cough or you sneeze and it tightens everything and it's just this uncomfortable moment, but I'm past it now. Let's go.
All right.
Whatever takes my mind off the Tigers.
What's more painful, your back or your baseball team?
Yesterday it was my baseball team. Currently it's my back, but the Tigers may replace that this afternoon.
As I say, don't count them out. Tigers text. I wanted to text in yesterday and say it. I probably should have. TIT, Tigers implode today. Still holds true, Mike in Westland. This team had enough hits yesterday to win. Leaving runners in scoring position is killing them. Mike at U of M.
Yep.
I'm just happy today marks the last day the Tigers can play with my emotions, at least until next year. As soon as he pulled Mize early, I knew we were screwed. Then you put in Melton the bottom of the eighth. I knew they were going to get blown up. SMH, this is on management.
Well, I mean, I had a lot of confidence in Troy Melton going in. I just didn't see him going in that moment to face that part of the lineup. How many lefties were coming up, Jimmy?
Three consecutive.
Did they have a left-handed pitcher to be able to finish and go for three left-handed batters?
Yes.
How many batters does a reliever have to pitch to?
John, it's a minimum of three.
Okay. So you get through three lefties, and I don't know if Brant Herter goes in. Maybe the same thing happens. And then you pull in Melton. And if they don't score in those three, you've already blown through a number of your relief pitchers. And if it goes into extra innings, which of those guys do you think will be able to go longer in terms of their track record?
Yeah.
Melton.
Melton's a guy you could give a couple innings to if you're running out of options in the bullpen. It didn't make sense to me. It also flew in the face of even his philosophy in the game. Because I know people were startled when he took Riley Greene out, but the justification was platoons and lefties, right? Jamai Jones is better against lefties. Okay. But then why not play the lefty matchup on the other side of things with your own pitcher, and Brant Herter's already warming up? Look, AJ blinked first, pulling Mize. Inconsistent managerial decisions. Putting a rookie in the game to face three straight lefties when Herter is ready. And if you don't like the Riley thing, of course you're going to be upset at AJ today. He did not manage well. And that's not the biggest reason they lost to me. It's still the fact that the bats can't come through. First inning, you got two on, nobody out. Strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. Eighth inning, it wasn't just Riley. They had runners at the corners, couldn't score anybody. They had seven strikeouts with runners in scoring position, part of that 1-for-15. So you got no shortage of people to be mad at today. If you want to vent, 248-539-9797. Let's get to Antoine. You're on 97.1.
Hi, good morning, fellas and lady.
Good morning.
I'm going to snatch the Band-Aid straight off. This team sucks. They gave us a year, which was 2 years.
Feels like it.
All-star break to all-star break, they play outstanding ball. All the way up, but we've seen, and we didn't want to acknowledge, but at the all-star break right before, that series against Seattle told everything. And since then, they've been the Tigers of old, since we got rid of Verlander now. That's how they looked. And this team can't hit. I'm sorry. I wouldn't put all the blame on Hinch. He was forced to make them decisions. Why? Because the team can't hit. They suck. Your best player, which is Riley Greene, by far, has over 200 strikeouts. Yeah. I'd have pulled him too. I know it's a hedge moment, but I'm trying to win a game. Which, that's what a manager tries to do, put the best players out there. At the time, Riley Greene is not one of our best players at this moment.
But he wasn't in September either. Why not do it when you're trying to win a game in September?
Because the magnitude of them games in September are not as high as they are now.
Antoine, let me take the baton. Let me help you out here. John, they should have made those decisions in September too.
Yeah.
And because they made the wrong decision in September doesn't mean they should have made the wrong decision yesterday. The right decision is to play your matchups, which you've done all year. It's not to rely on Riley.
They haven't done all year.
Not with
Riley.
You
just said.
Not with Riley. But the philosophy of this team is no one's above the matchup, right? Kerry Carpenter, hell of a bat. Nobody's above the matchup. Riley Greene specifically is not the hitter we want him to be. We want him to be someone you can't pinch hit for. Problem, he can't hit lefties. He's Jake Rogers against lefties. 620 OPS, Rogers is a 610 OPS. They lifted Jake Rogers effectively because Riley's not the guy we want him to be, and AJ told you that. Strikeouts, struggles with lefties, struggles in leverage spots. I'm not letting him swing there because he doesn't deserve to. That's the harsh reality. Riley's not as good as we want him to be. That was a damning moment for him that his manager took the bat out of his hand. And that there was reason to do so. People aren't acknowledging there was reason to do so.
I'm just acknowledging I think there was reason to do so earlier. And in that moment, I wouldn't have made that choice because this is who he is. This is who they have been. And just because they made the change, it didn't make any difference.
248-539-9797. We'll get the phone calls in. We've got Ross Tucker at 802. We're going to be in and out of Tigers talk for most of the show. We'll get to as many of you guys as we can. It's 97.1.
Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel, because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each and every week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you're going to win bet. You're going to win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Must apply profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Lefties, his numbers resemble Jake Rogers. Yes, I would have pinch hit for Jake Rogers in that spot. That's what AJ did. Now there's cachet and name, you know, star power associated with Riley Green's name, but not the production. Let's get to Stacy in Commerce. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning, gents. Good show. John, go blue.
Go blue.
Hey, I still want to give a pat on the back to AJ and Green. You know, they've done a lot through the year. They were, as AJ said, we're watching the same game. And just before he put took out Green, he looked to him. Green, he goes, Greeny, you hit 36 home runs this year, but you're no edge rusher. I gotta pull you.
So, I mean, I get what you're going for there, Stacy. You know, and honestly, I mean, if you ask AJ a similar question, do you have a go-to bat? I don't think he says. We're good.
Well, he'd say it, but I don't know if he believes it.
Right.
So we had this text earlier in the show. I shared it with you guys, and it got you thinking at least a little bit. And it's not a complete comp, but somebody texted in and said, this is the same, taking greenouts the same as if Dan Campbell were to bring in Craig Reynolds on 4th-and-1 at the goal line over Montgomery and Gibbs. And there's not a complete cross-parallel comparison there. Guess what? Dan Campbell did that in the Tampa playoff win to put the Lions up 17-10. It was 4th-and-goal at the 1, and he brought Craig Reynolds in on 4th-and-1 over Gibbs and Montgomery.
Yeah, but some, okay.
When they work, we kind of don't look at them that much.
Right, when the trick plays work, hey, they're great. When J-Mo goes to throw a pass, we hate it.
What are you doing giving the ball to Reynolds when you have Gibbs and Montgomery?
Okay, yes, he did.
No, Ben Johnson did. I'm sorry.
Gibbs at that time wasn't the Gibbs that we know now.
Well, Riley Green isn't the Green that you think he is my point.
Well, I don't think anybody, but that's the argument I have with you is I don't think anybody thinks Riley Green is this great hitter.
No, but people cite 36 homers and 100 runs driven in. Those are skewed heavily in the opposite direction against right-handed pitching.
Right, but going back to, you know, Craig Reynolds carrying the ball against Tampa in a playoff game, there is a thing in football of, you know, a little bit of deception. And, oh, well, they put, you know, Craig Reynolds back there. They're surely not going to hand him the ball. And then you do. Like, they're...
Well, the deception there would have had been at Jones looking like he was going to bat and try to trick Vogt. Not the same deception. I know.
Yeah, look, I know, but yes. No, it is, and there are some parallels. There's obviously, I mean, between sports, clear differences. But I get the analogy. It's just, my big question is, we knew this all along. So in moments where you think you need a better matchup at the plate, that Riley Green is not good, it's no different now or yesterday than it was 30 days ago, 45 days ago, 60 days ago.
John, I can appreciate you calling out the inconsistency, and I think that is part of why it shocked people. But because he made the wrong decision in September doesn't mean he should have continued to make the wrong decision yesterday in the playoffs. If the right decision was you should use Jamai, but he didn't do it before so he can't, Well, you're not going to let previous wrong decisions impact the decision you need to make to win the game today. And I agree with him. That was the spot to win it, right? They had squandered all these chances with men on base. You had two on, one out. Someone's got to put the ball in play. Who's the biggest culprit to strike out on the roster? Riley. Get him out of the game, especially against a lefty, for someone who you trust more in that spot. Now, that's the damning thing, is that they don't trust Riley Green in that spot. That says more about Riley than it does anybody else.
But you agree this is what was a 100% analytical move.
Yes.
Therefore, you're arguing for, you know, basically AI to be in the dugout making the Tigers.
Okay,
yeah, there's no human touch to this decision.
Tom, I'm using facts. You're using feelings.
You're using 100% analytics, and therefore you're saying there's no human element to managing a game.
You're saying Riley Green gives me more warm fuzzies than Jamai Jones, so I'm keeping him in the game.
In his career, you know what? Sometimes it lacks common sense is what I'm saying.
So you think a manager should manage without common sense?
No, I think it's all feel and touch. You give Riley Green a chance in this situation. You don't do this for the first time in this situation. I don't care who you are, and he said all the right things. He supported it, Riley Green did. You don't think that bothers him? Maybe
well,
it motivates
I hope it does, and I maybe, hope he plays better.
Yeah, you know? I don't think that was AJ's intent.
Hey, don't make yourself a liability so your manager has to take you out. How about that, Riley?
I just go back to, if I would have told you before yesterday's game that this was going to happen, I think you would have been, what?
And I'll go back to, if I saw Jake Rogers at the plate and they pinch hit for him, no one would lose their mind.
I think it's not fair to call Riley Green Jake Rogers.
Well, it is statistically true.
That is a 100% analytical thing, though.
It's statistically true. You can think it's unfair. It's statistically true. I'm not doing a character assassination. I'm not being unfair. I have the numbers. 620 OPS against lefties. Rogers is a 610 OPS. They are essentially the same dude, and no one would lose their mind this morning if AJ said, I got to get Jake Rogers out of the game to put Jamai Jones in.
Okay, so then the hint should do this now on going forward, every single time.
Until Riley becomes a better player.
Well, how's he ever going to have the chance if he doesn't see left-handed pitching?
Okay, if you want to tinker around in April, fine. But in the postseason, if you've gone all year and proven you can't hit lefties and you can't put the ball in play, guess what I'm not going to do? Trust you.
You think Scott Harris supported that decision?
That's a fascinating question, isn't it? Let's get to Dave in Grand Blanc. Dave, quickly, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I have to agree. In on a team that is made up of mostly minor league hitters, pinch hitting for your best hitter on your team over the last couple of years is something that is incomprehensible that you just can't do. When I look up and down that roster, Parker Meadows, Torkelson, Dingler, Perez is 5-for-55 in his last 55 at bats. There's a heck of a lot of other players that I would have pinch hit in crucial times in that game yesterday other than Riley Green.
I would have kept, who'd you say? Perez? I would have kept him in against the lefty. I would have. He's much better against left-handed pitching.
I mean, your two choices are him or Ibanez.
Right. We got Ross Tucker coming up next. We'll take more Tiger phone calls in the 8 o'clock hour, including I'm seeing some right here. It says AJ lost him the game. There's people that want to point to runners in scoring position. What about Casey Mize getting pulled? So many things to get into. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.